Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So we'll probably hear some news from the CDC on if they're going to kind of be finally changing the mask guidance. You know, this mask guidance has been an absolute cluster. But one of you had reached out, this was months ago, about your hearing. And you had said that you had lost your hearing temporarily after the COVID vaccine. And, you know, it's such a rare side effect that there really wasn't a lot out there. I think last year the CDC might have had some data and somebody had done an analysis of it, but we haven't really heard a lot about it. We have, though, had a lot of attention on ringing in the ears and hear loss with COVID infection. But, you know, you get a vaccine and then all of a sudden, you know, you lose your hearing. That does freak people out. So it is a rare risk factor. I did look it up, and there has been a recent study. So a recent study from JAMA Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery, and JAMA is the Journal of American Medical Association, so it's a very well-reputed one. They did find a small risk of sudden sensorineural hearing loss, and I'll explain what that is in a second. And it was found in both men and women after either one shot or two shots of Pfizer. It was very, very rare. Not everybody who got the COVID vaccine had hearing loss. But it is interesting because my husband got the Pfizer vaccine, and he is always asking me to repeat myself. I'll tell him something. This has only been in the last year. And I'll be like, you know, Corey, blah, 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 blah. He's like, what? I'm like, you know, so I'll speak louder. You know, did you take out the garbage? Yes. I'm like, how did you not hear me the first time? So I'm thinking maybe I speak too fast. Maybe I wasn't loud enough. You know, so there have been reports. People have told me that they think their hearing is off. My problem with all that is we've all been exposed to COVID. So how do we know our hearing issues isn't the COVID, you know, as opposed to the vaccine? That makes it kind of difficult to assess. But researchers from Technion Institute in Israel and Lady Davis Carmel Medical Center in Haifa, Israel, looked at data from 2.6 million patients who received the BNT162b2, which is the Pfizer mRNA vaccine. Of those 2.6 million patients, again, this is tiny, but 91 of them reported sudden hearing loss after the first shot, and then after the second shot, 79. Reported this. This appeared within 21 days of the vaccine dose being given. It appeared to be more pronounced in females after the first vaccine dose, but more pronounced in males after the second dose. Now, the sample size is still really small because you're only looking at 91 cases, but still they were able to find some sort of trends. So they said the age and sex-weighted SIRs, or standardized incidence ratios, were 1.35 after the first vaccine dose, 1.23 after the second vaccine dose. After the first dose, it appeared to be more pronounced in females between the ages of 16 and 44 and female patients 65 years or older. With the second vaccine dose, the highest estimated standardized incidence ratios was observed in males 16 to 44. The risks were small, and they say the results were similar when they used 2019 as a reference. They said the average number of people with sudden hearing loss, you know, is already at a certain incidence. This seemed a little bit more, and there seemed to be a possible association with the COVID-19 vaccine, but, you know, not enough for anybody to change their their, I guess, recommendations on the vaccine. They, we don't really know what happened to the patients, how many of them got the hearing back, because remember, what the researchers did is they looked at all these people where this ended up being reported. So they didn't necessarily look at every single person's follow-up. These were reported hearing loss. What would they have done? What would have a doctor have done if somebody got the vaccine, said they have acute hearing loss? So they would have probably tried steroids. Because they would have thought that it was vaccine inflammatory related. There was inflammation. And then sometimes they call it salvage, intratympanic corticosteroid injection, meaning kind of last resort. They would inject the tympanic membrane to see if it could decrease inflammation and maybe improve hearing. So although you wonder if the ototoxicity or the otic issues, the ear issues, are happening more on the nerve level. But then again, if there's inflammation around the nerve, the steroids would help. So oral steroids were kind of key to that. So authors ended up stating that our results reveal a significant association between the vaccine and the sudden sensorineural hearing loss. I apologize. It's hard to say. As reflected by the high ratio of observed to expected cases. But referring to this result alone could be misleading. They think the effect of this is going to be minor on public health, but it should be studied. Now, this isn't the first time we heard about this. In that same journal, in JAMA Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery, they looked at data from VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, and they had seen early on in the vaccine rollout from December 14th to March 20th, they had seen 86 million, of the 86 million doses given, 40 cases of sudden hearing loss reported. And this included both Pfizer and Moderna. The onset was about 4 days. Again, many of them got steroids for that. So this sudden loss of hearing could be caused for a variety of things. Infection, there's medication, there's autoimmune, there's cancer, there's stroke. So somebody with sudden hearing loss, they've always got to see a doctor. You got to get them checked out. You got to make sure they don't have cancer or stroke or something else, vascular issues. But when that's all ruled out, they found that it looks like there was an increased risk. Sensorineural hearing loss is one of four types. It's where the organs, the cochlea, and the nerves within the inner ear aren't processing or transmitting sounds. Conductive hearing loss is when something prevents the conduction, like wax, fluid. Auditory processing is where the brain can't process the information. And mixed is when you have both conductive and sensorineural hearing loss. All right, see, I taught you guys something. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the CDC is going to quote-unquote significantly change COVID mask guidelines. At this point, people are saying, who cares? But it's got to be done. It's got to be done because they have to be ready for the next big poop show that seems to happen from a public health standpoint. And so we're being told that they are going to make this adjustment, and we almost need to start to get back to equilibrium in terms of where we are with our public health officials, our respect of them, our engagement with them, our trust in them. And so when you have all these states saying, to hell with this, take the masks off, we're done with it, it's fine, you know, and then you have the government, so like, no, everybody still needs to wear their masks indoors, it's frustrating. So the CDC is going to, quote-unquote, significantly ease mask-wearing guidelines put in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The change means that most Americans will be will no longer be advised to wear masks in indoor public settings. AP reports that the CDC will move away from looking only at COVID case numbers towards a holistic approach that includes case loads, hospitalizations, and hospital capacity. Under current guidelines, 95% of U.S. counties are considered areas of substantial or high transmission, meaning masks are recommended. Now, and even though states already in those, you know, those areas are already off their masks, so they've been off their masks for months. So the new guidelines would remove those designations, meaning the vast majority of Americans will no longer live in areas where indoor masking is public and recommended. Now, remember, an issue I've had with all of this is we're talking about COVID case numbers. COVID case numbers have been dropping. Well, why are COVID case numbers dropping? Well, one is everybody seems to have Omicron, right? Number two is anybody who is sneezing now or having anything post their Omicron, they're not, you know, running to the store to get some extra test kits because they used up their freebie ones, and they're not going to be telling their boss. They're going to be like, look, I already had COVID. I'm over it. In America, people feel done. They feel over it. So you're not having a lot of people testing. Even the mild cases got counted. So COVID cases, even the mild ones got counted. So with that, how many people do you know have been coughing and sneezing, and they're like, no, it's not COVID. So people aren't testing. So obviously the numbers are going down. Plus, in terms of work, you're not having as many employers saying you need to test in order to come back to work. Employers are the employers want people back. In fact, you saw how the CDC guidance had to adjust for hospitals, where if you have COVID and you work in a hospital, you could go back to work as long as you're better and the hospital is in crisis mode and needs all hands on deck. So, I mean, at that point, who are we limiting to go to work? What are we actually doing? Is Omicron completely done? No. There's thousands of cases still. There's multiple countries reporting, you know, hundreds of thousands of cases each day. It's still, you know, a threat. But I think they realize that in America, we are kind of, you know, fatigued by this. And also, they couldn't make good on the, we are going to give everybody N95 masks. I don't really know how that rollout turned out. I was out of town when everybody was supposed to be able to get a couple masks. I don't really know how that worked out in terms of, did everybody get two or three N95 masks? Did people pharmacy hop? Because I think you could get it at pharmacies. How did that actually happen? Did you know, some people hoard 50 masks. Did a lot of people say, I don't want to wear it, so I'm not going to get it? So, I, you know, look at what happened with the test kits. The COVID test kits, you know, we were told we all could get some free test kits. So I told you guys about it. The website was up and running. I told everybody I knew about it so everybody could get their test kits. All of a sudden we get them and it says made in China. And so, yeah, most of our stuff is made in China. But now I'm getting texts from everybody saying, why did you tell me to get this? It's made in China. I don't trust it. I'm like, look, I didn't know they were going to be made in China. I thought Biden was going to be distributing stuff made in America. It's an American company, but I guess the stuff was made in China. So I think some people felt that way about the masks. They're like, these aren't N95 respirators. They're KN95s. And the KN95s would have been made in China. So you have already a distrust of what America is distributing. And it is. It's ironic. It's comical. Why aren't we distributing American-made products? I don't get that. But where the CDC needs to go with this and the masks and all that is, I've told you guys, I think America was awfully unprepared for if we would have an Ebola outbreak. Or another outbreak that, like, let's say smallpox had hit, you know, or plague or any of these other things that took, you know, millions of people down. I told you, I thought America was very unprepared. And so if there was ever any silver lining to COVID, which was horrible, especially since almost a million deaths occurred, according to Worldometers, we've had almost 970,000 deaths. I understand some of them might not have been COVID caused. Some of them, you know, might have been something else caused plus COVID on top of it. But those are the numbers that we're working with. So any day we're going to hear that we've had over a million COVID deaths in this country. Nothing positive about COVID, but if there was a silver lining to the pandemic, it's we've had to learn ways and start building an infrastructure of what to do if the poop hits the fan and we do get something like Ebola, or we do get an avian flu that's highly infectious, or we do get that that ends up now affecting humans. It's ripping through poultry and through fowl and birds. And we do know that there could be some human infection and human transmission, but it hasn't gotten that far, thank God. But we do worry about that. I mean, there are bigger, meaner, nastier bugs. And so the silver lining to what this COVID pandemic did is that, one, it highlighted our massive distrust and lack of receiving transparency from other countries on what they could be doing in their labs. Number two, it also opened up how we humans will turn on each other in a heartbeat. He's not wearing a mask. He coughed. He's doing this. He's not vaccinated. I mean, that was, it also highlighted what our government would do. Our government will have no problem arresting a single mother trying to support her kids because of who's trying to, you know, open up a workplace or trying to work because of this. So, I mean, it's really highlighted some things. I didn't think we were going to be walking dead-like, where one of the biggest enemies could possibly be a fellow American. But it looks like it can be. I mean, and also, it showed us how crime is going to find our weak spot and take advantages. And so the COVID pandemic has definitely elicited a whole bunch of stuff. But if there is any silver lining, we have schools now that have a ability to hybrid or go online if we have to. We have finally the U.S. government realizing that the crappy masks we were using and mandated to wear were not good enough, and it took them that long to stop accusing us of misinformation and realizing that's the case. We also do have vaccines now that can provide some real good protection, not all the protection we need, but some protection. So we do have at least technology that hopefully is ready to go. But if, God forbid, we do have something mean, bad, even worse than COVID, or a nastier strain of COVID that comes and hits us, I think we might be a little better prepared. I just don't think we learned from our lessons. And that's what's concerning me. We still have people saying, oh my gosh, look at all the misinformation. And I'm like, look, you know, I'm not hearing the Bill Gates, you know, Star Trek GPS tracker of the vaccine. I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing that some people are concerned that their next door neighbor had a serious side effect. That's not misinformation. That's, hey, look guys, this is what happened to my neighbor. I mean, that's, you know, so hopefully we'll start to kind of, you know, be able to iron that out and get a better definition of what misinformation is or early science. In the meantime, the CDC has to figure out their mask policy and fast, because Americans, after 2 years, are like, I'm not following their advice anymore. And we need the CDC to be the barometer of sound medical and scientific advice. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Russia continues to attack Ukraine, Senator Bob Sass, the Republican from Nebraska, said the United States needs to provide even further intelligence to help the Ukrainians.
Ukraine isn't a threat to Russia. Putin's a liar. He lies all the time, but he usually gets away with it. And the U.S. intelligence community helped thwart that this time. We need to keep that up, and we need to get tactical, actionable intelligence to the Ukrainians on the ground so they can kill the Russian invaders. Number two, we need to be arming them to the teeth. So President Biden should be coming to the Congress right now asking for an emergency supplemental for defense spending.
Sass, speaking on Newsmax, also said we need to add even more sanctions, including cutting off energy to Russia. As mask mandates are ending around the country, New York City public school students are now allowed to remove their mask outside but must keep them on indoors for now, according to school chancellor David Banks. This is USA Radio News. CDC is changing some of their COVID guidelines once again, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention will soon loosen its mask guidelines by weighing metrics such as hospital capacity and COVID-19 admissions, rather than simply looking at case counts. A CDC spokesperson declined to say when the CDC would announce its update guidance, but speculation is it could happen at any moment. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More bad news for the Biden administration on the economy. The poverty rate for children in the U.S. has now surged since monthly government checks from the expanded child tax credit ended in December, according to a new study from Columbia University. An additional 3.7 million children slipped into poverty in January, pushing the national child poverty rate to over 17% compared to 12.1% in December, the highest poverty rate for kids since 2016. A total 12.6 million children are now living below the poverty line. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So rising crime has definitely caused, you know, many public officials and mayors and governors to start to kind of crack down and come up with, you know, different means in order to kind of balance out what's been happening from the DA sort of platform in terms of, okay, well, we're gonna lighten, you know, criminal penalties and all that. Meanwhile, you have the police forces, the police departments, and you have other public officials trying to crack down on crime. So there's obviously a disconnect. But in New York, if New York is going to kind of be the litmus test of how crime gets handled, as we know that their police department, New York Police Department, is understaffed for the size of that city, and we know there's not as much support coming from the governor, and then we'll also be all eyes are on Chicago, eyes are on San Francisco. But sadly, a bunch of us saw this. There was a 57-year-old woman who I guess was in one of the subway stations. And you see in the video that a suspect comes up to her. She had a cane. But he starts assaulting her in the head, hits her 13 times to try to steal her purse, and then you see him go back up the stairs with her bag. And I think it was also a bag of something she bought. And he kicks her down the stairs, and he starts to beat her up, and then takes... And it's a 57-year-old woman. Whatever happens if you don't hit a girl? I mean, I'm not trying to play the girl card, but, I mean, this idea that women now are probably some of the biggest targets. I don't carry a purse, and I really don't have cash. By the way, with everything going on with Ukraine and Russia, you guys do need to get some cash on hand because cyber attack threats are high for America, and I'd hate for us to not be able to access our money. And the only proof we have of what our money is a digit on a computer screen. So, if you are able to at least have some cash or, metals or something just in case the poop really hits the fan, I don't think it's a bad idea to make sure you're diversified in that realm. But in terms of walking around with a purse, I don't walk around with a purse. I even stopped using fanny packs. It's just there's no reason for me to carry cash. I have maybe a credit card. And then I think, aren't we able to pretty soon use our phones to pay? Something like that? Although I really don't want anybody stealing my phone. I don't know. I'd almost rather hand them something, say, here, you think there's money? Here, take this bag. That's probably what maybe you do, is you have a bag that everybody thinks has money. And it's, so you're like, here, if you want to steal something, here. All right? You got something, go. And then, meanwhile, there's like nothing in it, or there's like, paper monies. The problem is you also don't want somebody coming up to you. They're going to walk up to somebody who has a bag. They're going to walk up to somebody who looks like they're weak, which stinks because, people in New York, they walk everywhere. So this video happened at the station in Queens Plaza in Long Island City, and the man begins to kick her in the back, knocks her over. Victim stays on her feet, tries to slowly flee. Then he pulls out a hammer, and then he bashes her in the head 13 times. I don't know if she lived or made it. I know if officers found her on the ground. She had a fractured skull, lacerations to her head. Okay, we're being told now she's listed in critical condition. That's just, it's just horrifying. And all she was doing was trying to get home or, do her thing. So this attack comes 1 week after Mayor Adams announced his Subway Safety Plan initiative. He's deploying 1,000 additional officers, teams of health workers to crack down on rising crime in the subways. And again, that is going to be a big task. And I'm not expecting something overnight to be done, but I just don't understand why, this crime is happening to the exponential degree it is now, unless, people are hungry, they feel there's opportunities that they could now, take advantage of because there's not that many police. Everybody's wearing a mask. I think a really big thing, a real big issue is masks. Everybody's wearing masks. As I said this before, in the olden days, if somebody walked in with a ski mask or their face covered, you knew they were a robber. They would stand out like a sore thumb. Now everybody has masks. So people's identity, they have a hood, they have a mask, and I understand there's things they could do from eye, they could maybe, catch, there's artificial intelligence and there's ways to be able to pick up on nuances of a person. But if they're wearing glasses, sunglasses, they could cover all that up. How do you know who's doing the crime? So Adams said New York PD officers are going to be deployed on the AE, 1, 2, N, and R lines to ensure public safety. Both E and R trains run through Queens Plaza Station. That's where Thursday night's attack occurred. The station is on the eastern end of Long Island City, which that's where I remember Amazon wanted to open, and then I think Ocasio-Cortez kind of messed that up for them. So an MTA worker at the station told the New York Post he was surprised about the attack. They say, look around, they've done a lot with this area, so it's usually pretty safe. But they're also going to make sure there's end-of-line teams with officers to make sure that trains are cleared during their final stops. A lot of times people will sleep there or they'll live there on the train. So health workers are there to help the mentally ill, guide them to the city's support services. The officers are directed to enforce laws against laying down, sleeping, outstretching, littering, drug use, and aggressive behavior towards riders. So, you know, I've been on the subway system. I have felt very safe, and the reason why I felt safe is because everybody was kind of doing their thing. You would have, you know, people that were asking for money, and it was interesting because this was in the 90s, and I went over to hand the money, and my friend who lived there said, don't do that. I'm like, why not? They go, yeah, he's making $70,000-$80,000 a year. People do this as for a living. And I'm like, no, how do you know this person's doing that for a living? How do you know they aren't hungry? And I guess there are people that are starving that really need the money, but then there are others that were well known to use it as a career. And it's so frustrating because it really hurts the people that are really there needing money. But we're being told that hundreds of people are living in New York City subway stations and tunnels currently, and because it's warm. When it's cold, you try to go where you can when it's warm. 350 homeless individuals were recently found living in encampments and subway stations and tunnels, according to the New York Post. Individuals were spread between 29 encampments and tunnels and 89 in stations, according to an MTA survey conducted on February 2 and 3 as part of a trespass task force. The leader, Jamie Torres Springer, said the tunnel encampments directly lead to track trespassing incidents. And so there were 160 track intrusion incidents in the first month, 40 of which were attributed to those who were mentally ill or emotionally disturbed. And, you know, we've seen people, there are some people that are actually on the tracks. Last year, there were 1,267 incidents of a person on the tracks, 20% increase because they didn't know. Out of those incidents, 200 resulted in somebody getting hit by a train. 68 died. Not to mention suicides, attempted suicides accounted for a quarter of the train collisions with individuals. And then you have people just outright pushing people onto the tracks. So New York City is grappling with not only rules on masks and rules on people coming back to work if they're vaccinated or wanting to come back to work and high rent, but if people use the subway to go to work and the subway is one of the most dangerous parts now of the city, then there, and I don't think it's the most dangerous, but it is a dangerous, if you can risk being pushed into an oncoming train, or risk being stabbed or mugged or get a skull fracture, who's going to want to go to work? Who's going to want to use the subway? And you can't really get a car in New York. You can't park it anywhere. New York is built on the subway system. If the subway system isn't safe, that city falls apart. So, I mean, all the power to New York City Mayor Eric Adams. You know, hopefully he can make this happen. In fact, you know, he did get, you know, the endorsement from Governor Kathy Hochul. So, you know, hopefully this can, I don't know, start to crack down on some of that. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is one of the first wars we've seen where we are almost getting second-to-second updates because of, you know, during previous wars, obviously World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, you didn't have the internet. With the Persian Gulf War, internet was starting. Most of us didn't have it. We only got what we could hear from the news. Afghanistan War, we did get more, but, you know, it wasn't on the scale of what we're seeing in so quick a time as what we're seeing now. So a lot of us are, kind of horrified by some of the images we're seeing. This is stuff we've seen in movies. It's stuff we've seen with, you know, previous wars and pictures and books and videos, but we didn't think we would be seeing it in real time. And so, of course, you do kind of worry that we might be not getting the full story. We know that many news outlets, coming out of other countries could be sensationalized, there could be deep fake videos, etc. But, you know, we put the pieces together and we try to get as clear an idea of what's going on. It's still more clear than what we've seen with other wars, sadly. Now, we are being told that Putin might use the quote-unquote father of all bombs. Why? Because the Ukrainians are holding their own. I mean, they're tough. They are tough. In fact, I don't know if you saw this, there's a video of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. People think he fled. He didn't flee. He released a video where you see him in central Kiev with his aides, and he says, "We are here, and we are defending Ukraine." He also said, "This might be the last time you see me alive." So he vowed to be alongside his key aides to keep fighting against Russian military assault to defend Ukraine. He says he and his family are second target on kill list issued by Moscow for senior Ukrainian government officials. And it's been, I guess, claimed that a squad of Chechen special forces hunters have been given like these decks of cards of people to find and detain or kill, specific to Ukrainian officials. So, you know, Ukrainians are being hunted right now. And the president, Volodymyr Zelensky, looks like is still there in the core, not leaving. He says, "We are here. Our military is here. Citizens and society are here. We are here defending our independence, our country, and it will stay this way." So Putin is, I guess, stepping things up. We're being told he is not willing to negotiate, even though China said, yes, he spoke to him and he is willing to negotiate. We are hearing he's not going to negotiate with Ukraine's government until military operation is over. Zelensky had called for a sit-down with Putin. Putin said he would be willing to send a team of negotiators to meet Zelensky in Belarus, but Belarus is, I guess, assisting in the invasion. And then today, and then just a little earlier, we heard that Vladimir Putin said he might resort to high-power thermobaric weapons, dubbed the father of all bombs. So there are concerns that units are running behind schedule as they encounter stiff opposition, and so they might resort to indiscriminate shelling as a terror weapon. And then these thermobaric weapons, known as vacuum bombs, are high-powered explosives, according to Daily Mail, that use the atmosphere itself as part of the explosion. They are among the most powerful non-nuclear weapons ever developed. Now, the U.S. dropped a thermobaric bomb on the Taliban in Afghanistan in 2017. It weighed 21,000 pounds, left a crater of more than 300 meters wide after it exploded 6 feet above the ground, according to Daily Mail. The thermobaric weapons were developed by both the U.S. and the Soviet Union in the 1960s. In September 2007, Russia detonated the largest weapon ever made, which created an explosion equivalent to about 40 tons. The U.S. version of the weapon says they cost about $16 million each. The official said, "My fear would be that if they don't meet their timescale and objectives, they would be indiscriminate in their use of violence," according to an official. "They don't adhere to the same principles of necessity and proportionality and rule of law that Western forces do." So I guess this bomb works by using oxygen from surrounding air. It generates a high-temperature explosion, and so it seems to be far more deadlier. Rather than something contained, this is something that can eat off of the atmosphere. So Russian special forces have reached the suburbs of Kiev. They say the bulk of the heavy armor is believed to still be more than 50 kilometers away. And so we are not sure if the Ukraine will be taken as of tonight. We hope I just pray that this can start to subside. So what's happening from the U.S. end? So we're hearing that the U.S. Air Force has completed its deployment of F-35 Lightning II stealth fighters, sending them to NATO's eastern flank. A total of 6 fighters moved to Germany, from Germany to bases in Estonia, Lithuania, and Romania. So 6 of them. U.S. troops are reinforcing the Baltics and Black Sea. And Biden said the movement is defensive in nature and the U.S. has no intention of fighting Russia. And that's really, it stinks. Among all of this, we have this, tiptoeing through political landmines that Biden has to do in terms of, well, we're going to give more sanctions. We're going to we're going to not fight Putin. We're going so Putin knows that he's going to be able to take over all of Ukraine. But then what? As we spoke about earlier, he threatened Finland and Sweden. There, if they were even considering going to NATO, they're going to have consequences. So, I mean, is it just Putin just wants Ukraine and then he'll go back? You know, or is he going to press forward? And so I think that's kind of where the delicate balance is. I think NATO countries are hoping that it just ends there with Ukraine. And it's sad because there's Ukrainian citizens that are affected and possibly being slaughtered throughout this. And we don't have the numbers of what's going on in terms of that. But they're fleeing like crazy going to nearby countries. I wonder if NATO is like, okay, you know what? I we have our pact, we have our bonds with NATO allies, with our non-NATO allies. We're going to help support as much as we can without officially being in a full-fledged conflict. And that's kind of what it sounds like everybody is doing. You know, where they're hoping that this, but Putin could then pick off each country that's not a part of NATO. And the fact that they mentioned, you know, Finland and Sweden, when, you know, what? Yeah, it does make you nervous. We're being told two children have been reported killed in Kiev bombing overnight. Ukraine has banned men aged 18 to 60 from leaving the country to conscript them into the armed forces. So a draft, obviously, and conscription is where you are mandatorily enrolled. Ukraine says Russia has bombed 33 civilian sites in Kiev in the last 24 hours. China's President Xi spoke to Putin by phone, called for diplomatic solution to the fighting. People are very concerned where China stands on that, and China has said they are, you know, hoping that this comes to an end. Of course, we're very concerned. Russia is deploying paratroopers to Chernobyl. Chernobyl's radiation levels have risen. They think it's because of all the soil upset. And then Biden, we're being told, spoke to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for about 40 minutes, and he said that he is going to sanction Vladimir Putin today. I know a lot of people have been kind of, you know, wondering what effect that has on Putin. Does Putin care? Are these countries so dependent on Putin that after the war, would they, you know, if it stops at Ukraine, would they be like, all right, well, you were bad, just don't do it again, and we're going to work with you again? You know, we just don't know where this is going to go. But Zelensky, you know, is also battling a Russian disinformation campaign that he had fled. He said, we are here. We did not flee. We're here. And so, that's the other issue. You know, with all our you know, internets and ability to update people, fake videos and deep fake and fake news could also spread. So, guys, be safe. It's going to be a long weekend. God bless. The 1-877 Doc Dolly.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.